Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem, Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello. It's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Glad to part with you again this week.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week in Israel?
Sure, Stephen. Well, an IDF spokesman reported forces captured a Hezbollah terrorist in the protected area in southern Lebanon and took him to Israel for interrogation. He was reportedly part of a cell that wounded an IDF soldier last week. The Israeli military also found a massive Hezbollah weapons cache hidden right inside a civilian bedroom in southern Lebanon. The fact that Hezbollah uses Lebanese civilians as human shields to protect their terror infrastructure is a war crime. This all took place while Prime Minister Netanyahu visited the Israeli Navy's Haifa base. Israel will protect its shipping lanes and guarantee freedom of maritime trade in the Mediterranean Sea.
Wow. We forget that Israel has to also watch over terrorist activity coming from the sea. Anything else in the north?
Unfortunately, a reserve soldier was seriously wounded and evacuated to a hospital for medical treatment as a result of an encounter in southern Lebanon. Defense Minister Israel Katz expressed this week, quote, "Thanks to the decisions of the political leadership, the determination of the IDF command, the courage, heroism of IDF soldiers, and the resilience of the northern residents, we have established a strong security zone in Lebanon. From the sea in the west to the Beaufort compound and the approaches to Mount Hermon in the east, free of residents and of terror infrastructure both above and below ground, in order to protect the residents of the Galilee from the threat of raids, anti-tank fire, and direct attacks. As Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and I have made clear, we will continue to remain in the security zone in Lebanon and operate from it as long as necessary until Hezbollah is disarmed throughout Lebanon and the threat to the residents of the north is removed." Unquote.
That's an important statement and hope, Suzanne. Was there anything happening in the south?
Indeed. The IDF struck and eliminated a cell commander in Hamas's military wing who posed an immediate threat to IDF troops operating in the area. During the October 7th massacre, he infiltrated Kibbutz Nirim and since October 7th has instigated ambushes against IDF troops. The terrorist, who was previously responsible for holding three hostages, has been successfully eliminated. He also took part in ceremonies for hostage release deals and had recently attempted to promote terrorist operations against our forces. The IDF reported that 83% of the tunnels in the Yellow Line area in Gaza have been destroyed. Due to continued threats, Israel just leveled up its defense. It has successfully integrated the Iron Beam laser into the Iron Dome system. It can intercept drones and rockets at the speed of light. While their enemies innovate new ways to destroy, Israel innovates new ways to protect life.
That is great news. Is there anything else, Suzanne, before you give us some key prayer points?
Some beautiful news. Former hostages Sasha Trufanov and Sapir Cohen got married. They survived the darkness of Hamas captivity in Gaza. While Hamas brings death and destruction, Sasha and Sapir celebrate life and love. Mazel tov, as the Jewish say. One last very important word. The Chief of the General Staff, Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir, gave the following remarks at the opening of the July 2nd IDF General Staff Situation Assessment. Quote, "Today marks 1,000 days since the outbreak of the longest war in our history, a war that began with the greatest failure and disaster in the history of the State of Israel. Out of that disaster, we rose, recovered, and led a campaign that has brought unprecedented achievements in the history of the state. In every sector, we must remain alert and ready for rapid escalation and an immediate return to combat in order to deepen our achievements and secure victory. Alongside vigilance and continued threat prevention, we must use the coming period to reduce fatigue, care for our personnel, and improve operational readiness. The achievements of the multi-front campaign have come thanks to the determination and sacrifice of the defenders of the nation. The guardians of the walls, driven by a sense of national mission, are first and foremost the soldiers, men and women, on the front lines, supported by all IDF backbone units. The soldiers and commanders in compulsory service, career service, and the reserves are the most important resource of the State of Israel. It is right and proper that they be foremost in the nation's priorities when it comes to receiving the state's appreciation in decisions and resources with care for them, their families, and their future." Unquote. With that, Stephen, we turn our attention to some strategic prayer points. Complete dismantling of Hezbollah and Hamas terrorist organizations in the north and south, as well as central protecting Israelis and IDF from missiles, drones, and terrorist infiltrations. A permanent ceasefire with Lebanon and Iran, comfort for hurting and wounded, peace in the Middle East, continued innovative defense technology for the protection of Israel and its citizens. Canadians having courage to stand up against anti-Semitism and show support for Israel and our Jewish citizens here in Atlantic Canada and throughout our nation. Declare Psalm 46 over Israel, especially verse 7. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We continue to be commissioned by Deuteronomy 11:12 that says the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since his eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
It's my pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, we both say thank you so much for your vital prayers over Israel, Iran, and the Middle East during this critical time. We say shalom, peace be with you, until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.